the sugyas, the sugyas pratiyas, within the bigger sugya of the shleimus of balance, of derech emesayis. Last week we saw a little bit the sugya of the izun between binam l'chaver and binam l'makam. Tonight I want to start a sugya that's going to take us a little time. And that's the izun between binam l'atzmi and binam l'makam. Maybe eventually binam l'chaver. Binam l'atzmi is a sugya of a person being aware of his needs. The whole welt that's called the welt of self, his eigener world. And that's one of the biggest sugyas that's kashur to this sugya of balance. Learning to balance your own needs and the tfiyas, l'umas, the tfiyas that we have, copy the Ebishta and copy other people. The sugya is niftach b'divrei Rambam. The Rambam we've been mentioning the whole time, the Rambam that's been here all these days. After two prakim talking about the midas back and forth, the Rambam says in Perek Gimel like this, Shemer yomer adam hoil v'akino v'ataiva v'akovoy d'kiyoyitz b'hem derech roi. Since we know kino v'ataiva covered are terrible things, now this is bein mikro, bein misvara, both. In the Torah, in many places, it says kin and taiva covenant is terrible things. And also in the world, you see that it's a terrible thing. The Rambam is talking about kin and taiva covenant, but we'll talk about it in the Hemshech weeks. There's countless chazals that talk about the gnai that there is in all kinds of extremities of a person uses the natural tendencies, natural inclinations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Kin and taiva covenant are all natural things. Anyone who has never had an urge of kin and taiva kavod, something's wrong with him. Kin and taiva kavod come from a basic natural tendencies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into human being. Kavod comes from the need to feel chashivas. Taiva comes from the rotzen to feel pleasure, to feel good. Kin comes from the rotzen to feel unique. These are three things. L'mayis Chazal said, "Amoytzi Adam and Oilam." So Shema Yoyim Adam, since these three things are Moytzi Adam, Efroish Mehem B'Yoyser V'Siach Rachik L'Tzar Achra. A person might say, said the Rambam, that Mamela, I have to totally distance myself, the Gamri, from these three things. Ad, the Rambam gives the Gemoitz. Ad shalo yoichel boser, velo yishte yayin, velo yisa isha, velo yisha bedira no. Velo yalbish malbush no. The Rambam says this might lead a person to stop eating and drinking certain things. Not to marry b'chal. Not to live in a dira no, chvesa, she lives in a park bench or some sort of small 4x4. Lo yilbush malbush no, el a sak v'hatzemer. A person might say, I'm not going to wear fine clothing, comfortable clothing. Sak v'hatzemer, hakosher. Ukiyoitze ben kikoin kahani yakob. Maybe we'll see the dugma. The Rambam says, this thought, this extremity brings a person to go against and ignore many basic needs that the person may need. Physical needs, emotional needs. And he might come to a matzav that he's totally nisrachik. And the Rambam gives a mashal. Kigoyin kahani akam. Who's kahani akam? That means a goyish priest. This mashal, zichur, was told us, Eilam HaMatzav HaKant. I don't know if today there still are such priests that do these things. But many priests are also looking for kirvas, elikim, whatever, kirvas to God. They had a spiritual pursuit. They also brought them to total, they call in English, called abstinence. To abstain from all indulging in anything that has to do with taking care of the body, taking care of the needs of the human being. Zokter Rambam of them, Gamze derech rova, osur leilechbo. This is not only not a good idea, there's an isur leilechbo, legs through the Rambam. A mahalich bederech zu nikro chayte. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says that someone who does this is not only off, he's not only dangerous, he's a chayte. I'm going to come back to this. It's a more good. He's a chayte. Dachsech a chayte is only someone who's chayte from Dvar Hashem. It's not all the chayte. A chayte is Dvar Hashem. We spoke about last week. Ben Amlechaver is also called a chayte because that's also Dvar Hashem. It's also Dvar Hashem, Ben Amlechaver. But a chayte is from Dvar Hashem. Someone who's doing this, he's a chayte. And the Rambam brings a right. Shayom Benozer, I don't want to be marach in this now. It's a machlokes Tanoim, the Rambam Paskins. Shomer benoze v'koyfer alav v'kipper alav me'ashachot al nefesh. At the nose has to bring a kapara, The Rambam passing like the Shita, he has to bring the kapora because he was mitzar atzmai min hayayim. Because he caused unnecessary pain. He took away certain pleasure that he was supposed to be have. I'm going to skip part of the Rambam. The Rambam firtois, and he says, that on all these things, Shloim HaMelech gave a tzivu klal, al tihi tzadik harbe, al tischachim yoyser lo meti shaymim. To say, there seems to be an etia in a human being to be become a tzadik harbe. A person is looking for tzidkos, he's looking for tzidkos. If he's a yid, the Rambam mentioned, goyish, koyin, koyin, yakum. He's looking to be a tzadik. The path of tzidkos as an etia to cause a person to be mesurachik legamri from basic natural needs of self-care and self-nurturing. He's going to go away from diruna, from obviously diruna chazal says marchev dai tishalodom. He's not going to have an isha chazal says also isha no darach marchev dai tishalodom. He's not going to wear kelim noim chazal says marchev. He's going to mesurachik from all these. Of this, Shlomo Miller says al tatz de karbe, and he fears as lomati shoyimim. Shoyimim is loshen shmama. Someone who does this, it's a path of desolation. It's a path of churban. We add it in the Rambam, says more than that. He's a choyte, which is more, it's two different kudas. It's a path of shmama and it's a path of chet. Kan is niftach a sugi of al tihi tzadik arbe. Let's move on a little bit more. Where is it coming from? Where is this extremity coming from? L'fum riyata. That it's coming from the fact that these natural kichas and nefesh, when they take you over, they lead you. When you indulge your natural tendencies, many of these natural tendencies, when you give in to them, they bring you to a tremendous path of chait and distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe there's more than that. The Rambam, it's another Rambam. They also very sadistic Rambam. Minuch Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. One of the most Yiduidik Aklonim in Torah. Is after all the mitzvahs of a bekuach nefesh is doichik kol haTorah kula. It's a klal. We're mitzvah in all mitzvahs, except for the gimel averus chamuris, all esim, all loisesim. Of a bekuach nefesh is doichik kol haTorah kula. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says a murid deketaych. It is yisod behind the idea of v'chayben. Is it one of the shroshi adas behind v'chayben? Look at the Rambam like this. Kshoisim, first the Rambam says halacha. When you do pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, and you listen to him, loya de nochrim, loya de tanav, loya de avon, loya de noshim, kadesh loya de Shabbos kalabeneim, loya de gedoli yisrov chachamim. Rambam says weiter. The osir list my mea bechil Shabbos. Chas v'shom, a person's going to say, oh, I'm not sure, I'm not allowed to open the light, I'm allowed to drive the car for a choyle. The osir list my mea bechil Shabbos, l'chol shiyesh v'zakon ha-shenemar. As she also oisa adam, the mitzvahs are given to do of a v'chay behem, only in a way that you're going to be chay in the mitzvahs. V'lo yishyamas behem. Holamata, here the Rambam starts legging to a taich. Holamata, what's the shayrish behind this? Holamata she'ein mishpitei haTorah nekama bo'ilam. The chukei haTorah. Chukei haTorah, which many times constrict a person, many times limit a person. Many times even magabil l'chiyas of a person. Many times the magabil l'chiyas of a person. Simple halacha, you're not supposed to eat anything before shachris. I'm very hungry, I want to eat something before shachris. No, you're not supposed to eat until you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein mishpatei haTorah nekam aboilam. The idea of v'chai b'hem is a message. The idea of mishpatei haTorah is not to be nekama, not to hurt, mention. El rachamim v'chesed v'shalom b'oilam. The Rambam is saying, what's happening in v'chai b'hem? There's a conflict now between the mitzvah, a specific mitzvah, and the healthiness of a proper person. And the Torah says that an Adam comes before. The life of a mensch is more chashuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the mitzvahs. This is a gilui das and a moedor l'rav l'raisa on the tzura of kol haTorah kula, Dr. Rambam. The tzura of all mitzvahs is racham and mechesed v'shalom. And listen, he fears us like this. ואילו אפיקורסים שאומרים שזה חילול שבת, זה שייך ללושן. אפיקורסים הוא say, that you're not allowed to make חילול שבת to save a person. ואוסר, and they say it's אוסר. עליהם הכוסף אומר, brings a פוסק in יחזקאל, גם אני נשאתי לכם חוקים לא טובים ומשפטים לא יחיו בהם. The Pasuk in Yecheskel is in a long, long Musa Shmuz Yecheskel is giving Klal Yisrael at a time that they were chayti, they strayed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle it says this Pasuk, which is very hard, the Mepharshim Meskashim Pshat, Pashim Pshat in the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says that Hashem says, Gam ani nasati lechem chukim lo itoiv mishpotim lo yichvim. It sounds like Hashem saying, I give you bad mitzvahs, mishpotim lo yichvim. The Rambam saying Pshat, the way he learns out, Yecheskel is reading the mind of Klal Yisrael that were chayti. And Cheskel saying, in your mind, you have a certain shita that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the mitzvahs, you know why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to force us to control us. And He wants to force us to do the mitzvahs even when it's not good for us. And He gave us mitzvahs lo yichivim. The point of mitzvahs is not necessarily to have a good time here. It's not necessarily here to live and flourish. The mitzvahs is to crush people. And if you have such a sheet as Dr. Rambam, therefore, you'll never say v'chaybem. You'll say, it's Chol Shabbos. What is the sheet that people have? That maybe they think the mitzvah is to hurt people, to crush people. What's the idea? So one thing, maybe there's a pashup shot. It seems, if you look at the psukim over there in Yecheskel, it seems like some people think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a shoyler at HaKol, could play us like puppets. He could do whatever he wants with us. A certain shita, that's like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he wants to control. He pushes. He's a control. He's after control and he wants to do what he wants with us. He wants to control. And he can cause a person to have a terrible life. He wants to inflict pain sometimes on people. And he could do as he says. But Kenzain, there's another nekuda. There's a certain nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to be this kaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah because He wants, this is His Ratzon. And it's, even if it's on the price of your comfort and your quality of life. Hooray! So we have to start now being honest with ourselves. Hooray, there are tons of parts of the Torah and parts of Chassal and Kehena, Musar Shavuz and Musar that talk about that a person has to mavatl himself in front of the Torah. And talk about how much you have to infringe and limit your eiches achayim for Torah. Pas b'melech toicha, kachi da'akar shal Torah, pas b'melech toicha. B'mayim b'mesura tishtev al oretz tisha. There's countless chazals that talk about how a person has to sacrifice his own rotzim for the rotzim of Hashem. So it sounds like, and we all have this in part of us, that there's a certain part, okay, Olam Haba is when we're going to get tzchar. When a person does Ratzon Hashem in this world, he's going to get tzchar Olam Haba. But this world, manas, it's not here. We're not here to party. We're not here to have this happy life. Yeah. It's not always so easy to daven 3 minyanim a day, to learn 10 hours a day, to always be nice to your wife, to be nice to your friends, to not take Lashon Hara. It's very hard. What's life about? Well, it's not really. Life's not about. Life's a boot camp. Life's not here to be enjoyed, it's not to be good, it's not here to be chukim toivim, it's not. It's chukim that are coming to force a person to Ratzon Hashem. Yenavelti you get Ratzon. Yenavelti. If you go with such a mahalich, so then yeah, all the basic tendencies, the natural tendencies which a person has, which is to feel good about himself, to feel sipuk, is another tendency in a person enjoys social contact. These things, if they get in the way of the Torah, which they often do, so what is it supposed to be? I'm supposed to suffocate that. I'm supposed to negate that. I'm supposed to crush that. Dr. Abishtek, apikorsis here, apikorsis. One of the Yisoyde Hadaras is that Hashem gave chukim toivim. He gave in this world that Hashem wants you to feel good. He wants you to feel good. Hashem wants you to feel good. Hashem wants you to feel nurtured. He wants you to feel dignified. If you have an atiyah to have a social contact, He wants also that to be fed. Oh, but there's a svara to say not that way. Svara, I mean, there's a real atiyah in a mensch, in any serious oved Hashem, to go not that way. Mifdem come to Rambam, and Mifdem the Rambam, Luchasdeus, and here also to Mafkiya from this. So what I want to do tonight, I want to start, and I'm going to end up falling in the middle, masking my time, it's a long sugya. I want to start shelling avek this chelik of the balance. In other words, the netiya to go to the extreme, and the emissary has two tzuras. Sometimes we'll find people, they'll head you go against feeling good, they'll head you. They search not to feel good, because they think that's a stira to kirvas Hashem. They sit in, they feel fasting. They sometimes sit in a certain position that's not comfortable, actually not comfortable, because they think that's more hasmoda, and that's more v'chulei v'chulei, they'll go against. We'll see there's many, many, many examples. They have certain habits, they also have certain netiyas, they have certain, do certain hobbies and outlets, and they want to go against that because they think that's negative ratzon Hashem. That's one seer. The second seer is also very common. Not necessarily as a person duper mechuvin, but on the way, he's always sick and avoid Hashem, and he ignores his natural ratzonis. He ignores to a very extremity his natural tendencies, his natural needs, and his emotional needs. Both of these kanira are off. Both of these are b'chal, what the Rambam says, you're a chayte. In a surachik madayah. So we have to try to shtalavek. Why? Why are you such a chayte? And the ikur tekuda, what I want to shtalavek is. Why is it kanira, the Rambam shtalavek, in the sugi of shleimus, a balance? Kanira, there's two separate weights, there's two separate values. The value of Rotzen Hashem, which you understand. Doing the mitzvahs, being a masmid, being mispalel. In a certain way, precious, being misrachik from taivas, oilam hazeh, which take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But kenira, there's a separate value also of being normal. Of realizing that there's a value of dira no, kelim noyim, clothing, nice clothing, eating and drinking, and isha no. Kenira, that's also a value. Kenira, that we have to say, if you want to understand the Lashon Rambam, there's also a Dvar Hashem. Shalos Rav Hush states us in the Torah. I can understand most people say, okay, that's also that's something you shouldn't ignore, but Avush states the Dvar Hashem. That's what I like to be marich a little bit, bring makaris, mavases, and maybe the hemshich. Show that this is also a Dvar Hashem. That this is a Dvar Hashem. Avush states. Avush state that if a person has a natural, let's give a posh and a marshal, if a person likes to sing, a person likes to sing, enjoys singing. Avush state that it's not, it's a terrible thing if the person says, I'm going to force myself never to sing. Because, face me, it could take me, he has all kinds of svaras. If I do it, who knows where it could take me. And I could get too into singing, it could take me from dirt. Avu shteit. Where does it say that? The answer is, the shteit in the Briyas Adam. The shteit in the Briyas Adam. I want to shtel avek a big yisoid here. This is mafteach to understand the Rambam over here. There's a musig in the Torah that's called Derech Eretz. It's a vast musig. It's mentioned all over the place, many countless amounts of times in Chazal, and many references. The Mishnah in Kedushin says, the last Mishnah in the first paragraph of Kedushin states, Kol sheyeshne b'mishne b'mikre b'mishne b'derech Eretz. The Mishnah says you have to have three things: Mikra, Torah, Shabbat, Mishnah, Torah, Shabbat, Derech Eretz. If you have these things, Dr. Mishnah, a chuta meshulish loy b'meir yinotek. It's a chuta meshulish. The Mishnah feared to the other side. Because she'enu loy b'mikra, v'loy b'mishnah, v'loy b'derech Eretz, enu min ha'yishuv. If you don't have these three things, these things are three yisoidus, you're enu min ha'yishuv. Later on, the Gemara says you're posel ha'idus. You're mufka. It's what we call the bisnishkin amal mensh. Bisnishkin amal mensh. There are three things. Loi b'mikra v'loi mishnah. What is derech eretz? Where is the idea of derech eretz? The Medrash. Medrash Rabbah Yikra Tess. State. Derech eretz kodma l'tayra. What do you mean derech eretz kodma l'tayra? As I'll say, it means in mitzias. Chronological order. In the Lashon of Medrash, Amar Rav Shimon Shmuel Bar Rav Nachman, Esrim v'shisha doyreis kodma derech eretz es haTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Briyas Olam, and it wasn't Matan Torah until 26 doyreis, 10 doyreis until Noach, another 10 doyreis until Avram, and then there were another 6 doyreis, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Amram, and Moshe. 26 doyreis until Man Torah. Did you ever think about it? Why did Hashem make it that way? Isn't the whole tachas of the world Torah? Why did Hashem separate, make a separation that there was an entire period of 26 generations and the Torah wasn't given? The answer is this Chazal. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to shtel avek. His first Derech Eretz, something called Derech Eretz, and then this Torah. Derech Eretz Kadmah the Torah. Chazal bring it from a pasuk in Bereishis. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam HaRishon out of his Garmagarishim from Gan Eden, so from then on his avoida was, the pasuk says, Lishmor es derech eitz achayim. Zogin Chazal, derech zu derech eretz, v'acharkach eitz achayim zu ter. Eitz achayim. It's derech and then eitz achayim. It's derech eretz and then ter. Derech eretz, kodmo l'ter. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this separation? The answer is like this. There's two separate mechayvim. This is a whole long sugi I'm going to say in the Tam Savon tonight. There's two separate mechayvim in this world. One is the one we're very familiar to, Torah. Torah mitzvahs, Targum mitzvahs. That usually takes up our entire focus, and it is, it should in a certain way. But there's another mechayiv called Derech Eretz. A separate mechayiv. And the mechayiv is, you're not going to find in the Torah, and many times when you ask your Rebbe, your Shailuch is Derech Eretz, you're going to say, Avu Shteitas, you're going to say, Shteitas in my heart. That's what he's going to say, Shteitas in my heart. Where does it say it? It says it in Derech Eretz. You know where it says it? It says it in the Asorah Mamoros. There was a Eser Dibris, Asor said Dibris, and Kineged Zes, Shein Chazal, or Asor Mamoris, Shehem Nivro Oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical world. And anything that is created in the physical world is Dvar Hashem in a certain way, just as much as Asor Dibris. That's what's called Asor Mamoris. Lo Oilam, Dvorcho Nitzov Bashamayim, Chazal say. What is this Dvorcho Nitzov Bashamayim? The entire Bria is Oyman and Dvar Hashem. That's Keseder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't continuously be Mechadish the Bria. Anything that's in the natural, physical world is a direct expression of Rotzon Hashem. Nor Hashem made it differently. It's not the same as the Torah. Torah is actually higher than this natural Bria, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzavet directly in a Dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was Mimenu La'odom. He didn't talk to us, he didn't Mitzav us. But it exists in the Bria. And it's also a Dvar Hashem. Zok to Mitzir Shom. I'm taking out a line from Mitzir Shom, the first famous Hagdom Mitzir Shom. Mitzir Shom talking about the Neshama, Lashon Mitzir Shom. Lo yhoyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu boirei Bria shehu neged tachlis, and neged chuka v'nimas mimena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be boirei a Bria that its purpose in this world is something that goes and negates its natural existence. That, where does that line from the Shir Shalom come from? Derech Eretz. That line from the Ramchal comes from Derech Eretz. It's a svara from the Bria. Because the Baruch Hu created something in the Bria itself, in that world, in that member that Hashem created, he said, this is my Rotzin. My Rotzin is to be this and this way. Ramel, the Shir Shalom says, if the Neshama is not Nena from this world, obviously the Neshama is Saif Tach, is not this world, the world. We're talking about the Guf. We're talking about the other side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being. He created a human being. He created a human being for the need for marital relations. He created a human being, and one of the most basic, we're going to talk about this a lot, I want to just, tonight, one of the most basic, every single human being has, and someone has, he's messed up majorly, is the most basic rotzen of a human being is to enjoy and to avoid pain. And the deepest core of every human being is he enjoys, person likes to enjoy. What he enjoys, the gamut is open. Everyone has 100 opinions, what everyone enjoys, that's fine. But the fact that you want to enjoy, you want to have pleasure, is a basic thing. No, no. You want to know why is that chashev? You want to know avu shteitas? Das shteit in Briyas Adam. Das shteit in Derech Eretz. Das shteit in Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is a mechayev. Zok to Rambam. Someone who's misrachik from that is nikra choyte. He's a choyte. Where is he choyte? Where is he choyte with Dvar Hashem? He's choyte from the Dvar Hashem that Hashem made it normal. That yeah, you like to feel dignified. Part of feeling dignified is putting on normal clothes. Also not feeling kukud by yourself. Also part of feeling mechubit. That's part of feeling mechubit, feeling good of it. Avu shteitos. Shteitos in Dvar, in the Etzem Derech Eretz. It's a meridik asma. And this is the Mishnah Gedushin. This Torah, this Mikra, this Mishnah, it's Derech Eretz. This man, Hilchus Oino, is an Isser, Yisr Chomer, cause pain and sar. To another year to Ma'anim. Being the Mas of a Matin, ordained b'dibur. You're not allowed to insult another yid. There are exceptions. There are more. The first sif, Meish Chavches, Rishon Mishpat. That's one, someone who's not sure mitzvah mitzvahs, mitzvah malachis, is not included. Another example, mi shema'anes atzmai mutar loyne, moyed gzach. Somebody who's a masochist, somebody who likes to inflict himself in pain, who likes to hurt himself, you're allowed to be man, there's no way to serve an ostvar. The mokos and the muki yosef and kedusha. He's still there, it's the first pshat. So the Sma says, who is this person? He's a person who's mezalzel the covet atzmai v'nafshir. Al gazel lo yizir ter. Why? The Maras Ma, the first bavoins. Maybe it's because he's not bechalal amitzecha. He's not bechalal Torah mitzvahs. That's what was his first time. And he says it's not mashma that way. Listen to the Maras Ma of the Sma. Dimkein lo yilav lelicht of stam shein akorvus elav lema shein b'tor mitzvahs. Ele nir de kavoros amedjah zeh kipshutoi. Kivan de ein derech b'nei odom lahoyin is odom. Look around. Do people normally inflict pain on themselves? No. It's not the derech eretz. Kivin ein derech b'nei adam lohoinus adam etz atzma mishimochi ein oin nikra am yisecha she'ein oin mechlal b'nei ayishuv v'aderech eretz. There are two types of people who are not bechlal am yisecha. There's someone who's not bechlal Torah mitzvahs and someone who's also bechlal derech eretz. He's not bechlal derech eretz. He's not bechlal devar Hashem. He doesn't take care of himself. He doesn't take care of himself. It's felt. He's mufka in the umur of Bein Adam La'atzmai. He's not b'chal derech eretz. You just shtelovek an umur that's going to help us. And again, tonight I'm not going to hope, I'm not going to fear always, but it's going to help us. This is going to be a major thing. If a person wants to get a sugi, a balance in the sugi, he has to build up his chashivas for the sugi of derech eretz. For the sugi of atzmai, of the natural tendencies of human being. If he just thinks it's an afterthought, it's also something that's also important. We spoke about he's never going to be able to make way in all these sugyas that we're going to have to get balanced. We're going to have a sugya. How much should he push himself? Basic sugya that every single Eved Hashem gets into. How much should he push himself to be a masbid, and how much should he give into the fact that he wants to either go take a drink or go take a cigarette with someone who smokes? He has to get straight this sugya of realizing how important it is, the natural teva of a human being. Let's see a meridik vart. From one of our gedolei achrayim, Meshech Chochma, Amol Yakosa b'Yefshar Olim, Mamish Kepshutei. Meshech Chochma in Parshas Noyach is dealing with trying to explain the time of the Kura. Why, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, why is the mitzvah of Pirvi really not given to Noshim? Why is it not given to Noshim? It's not a mitzvah that says Mangrom. What's that? There's no mitzvah of Pirvi given to Noshim. It says like this. The Torah wasn't only given in a way that Hashem just wants Ratzon Hashem. He wants it to be compatible with things that are Noyim and fit with Noyam, and Shalom means fit with the natural tendencies of human being. The Torah didn't crush the natural koichas and nefesh of a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave a mitzvah that is going to break down the body. It's going to break down the natural tendencies of the body totally. It might bend them, we're going to talk about it, might extend them, but it might break them down. He goes on, I don't have time to read the whole thing, goes on to say, the biggest ray is, Hoshe, Dibur Torah Kenekin, it's Har, the Torah, and Yifas Toyar. The Torah was Matir and Isser. When a person couldn't hold back himself, he's in an extremely vulnerable moment, a soldier now in the middle of war. The Torah is matir because at that point, he can't. The Torah had to validate the fact that he has a koyach, a yetzer, a yetzer, a taiva, a taiva, a taiva, a snoshim. That's why noshim shemistakno is bi'ibur v'leido. We know there's a tremendous tsar leido and a tremendous tsar ibur. Not only that, there's a constant fashion come out in every single. Ibur v'leid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never give a mitzvah that's neged her teva. So the man has the mitzvah. Why is she mechuyev to the man? That's another shmuz. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never give the lady a direct mitzvah that's mitzaber her to go directly against her teva. This Meshechov is taken straight out of this base measures that we're building out. The teva is a Dvar Hashem. There's two Dvar Hashems. There's a teva of a lady. And there's a mitzvah peruvu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to give a mitzvah peruvu a negative teva. We just built up the etzem, what the Rambam means, why is it nekochoyte, what's the story of a chaybem. And I want to fear always tonight. Again, I'm in the middle. I'm not going to talk about tonight. I'm not going to have time to exactly. There's two makaris directly talk about why this now mela comes directly into the sugya balance. Tolmeo spoke about the tzad, the omud of kriyas hanefesh, the natural tendencies that we all born with, the natural tendencies that we all have, that Hashem planted with us. To makaris that it's be that boifim yuchad. This brings out a tremendous challenge in balance. Another meshech chachma. Later, we even inside another meshech chachma in vayikra. Shachrimos. Yehoshua says lahedya. He speaks out. Slishitosay. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach tavoni in a person. A koyach tavoni. A koyach of taiva, ki yadu, is one of the most dominant koyachas there is in a person. So much of life is based on that. Choyer, the taiva sayetzer, is a terrible thing. But he says, you can't be misalik at lagamri. Chas v'shomim to misalik it from the person, then he gave it lagamri. He says, on this chazal womaramis, is a brilliant pshat, a murid pshat is pshat in the Gemara. More we partially mentioned, we didn't mention the Hemshel. More in Soitet of Mem Zayin. We mentioned the more in Soitet of Mem Zayin, maybe the first vav, says that in Chinuch, a person should always have a small doiche of Yemin Mekareves. But the Gemara goes on to say there are other things also. The Gemara says, Shalosh Dvorim, Yetzer, Tinoik V'isha, Lo'ilum Havi Yemin Mekareves, small doiche. Yetzer, Rashi says, means the Yetzer of Aveira, the Yetzer of Arayas. Chazal say, there's some sort of issue that you should be makariv the Yetzer of Rais. There's Yemin, Doiche, and small kavas. Before Shemus Kashem Pshat, what does that mean? Makariv the Yetzer. Learn the Meshach Chokhmah Pshat. It doesn't mean to give in to the straight, to give in to the Yetzer of Rais. It means to nurture the Koyach HaTavoni. The Koyach HaTavoni is something that is synonymous to many people with a Gefer L'Chazach. I in the Rambam we just saw, the Kohen Yakim, there's the priests that abstain. The Koyach HaTavoni is something Be'etzem is related to Aveira. Zog Chazal, you have to embrace it, you have to validate it, you have to give it a mokum. If it's ever hurting in a way that there's a Chas V'Shalom HaSakona to it, you have to embrace it. But the Vailish state in the Ramba in the Meir Shechachmat is compared to the Sugya, we said it's a Sugya balance of Yamin, Makar, and Smol, Taich. It's a balance. Obviously, you're not supposed to totally indulge in it. Obviously, many times, you have to be Doichit. But it's Yamin, Makar. One last maramaka. The Mishnah we said last week, the Mishnah in Reish Perk based the Ovis. Ezu derech Yishara, Sheyivaloy Odom, we spoke out. And Rambam already says derech Yishara means the middle path. Rambam says the middle path. And the Mishnah over there we said gives a person a litmus test, how to make a balance, how to make this balance. Two things that can help you balance. We spoke about Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat. Tonight I want to speak about Rashi's Pshat. Rashi learns, the Mishnah says, Kol shu teferes lo yiseh, v'teferes lo min odom. Rashi learns, teferes lo yiseh means the person who's doing it a little different from Rabbeinu Yonah. So, Dr. Rashi, the first litmus test is, if you want to test, if you're doing something good, is it noyach v'hano lo yilo odom? That's what you're saying, Rashi. That's what it means. If you want to know if you're doing something good, is it noyach v'hano lo yilo odom? It sounds like a pach hanovis. What does that mean? If you're that okay, I'm not going to first aid it tomorrow. I'd much rather be in the beach. I'd much rather be in the beach. I have to work this out. But Rashi is saying that it's an actual yardstick. If you want to be marich, if something mice is good, you're allowed to take into account your sense of comfort. Your sense of comfort, you're allowed to take into account. And this obviously is going to be, I'm just mentioning the issues we're going to have. Having one of the basic things in a person besides feeling pleasure, pleasure is a positive thing, but also is feeling relaxed. The person likes feeling relaxed. Hurry, every mechayiv is against feeling relaxed. Every mechayiv that a person wants, one of the ikar d'rochim to steig is having a mechayiv. Every mechayiv is, so that's what we have to get into. Yeah, that's balance. But shtein Rashi, that one of the parts of the balance is you can't lose track of the fact that if something feels totally negating to your mitzias of feeling good, it's going to be a treif. Other part that Rashi learns, tefres men odom is what people like, Rashi says, people only like things that are good and ben olachvei and ben olamakom. So Rashi learns in one pshat. People only like things. Somebody's doing something that's ben olachvei and ben olamakom. So you have to have something that mitzad echad stims with you. Tzarecha, Mitzat Sheni stims, but has a unanimous agreement. People appreciate it and mark it because it's been on the Malkim, on the Chavera. Shtei Mufurish that we're in the Sugya balance. We open up the Sugya. It's a Sugya. I can't begin to stress how wichtig this is. I want to just go over Misakim one basic thing. This thing that the Rambam's talking about, this Netiya, is not a Mufka thing. It's not a fanatic. The way we spoke about the whole time, it's very normal. Anyone who Taka thinks Avodas Hashem ernst, he's going to have a natural Netiya to make a stress on the extremity of closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which very often brings to an ignorance, leaving on, not paying attention, maybe sometimes going against your natural klichas nefesh in many which ways, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in so many ways. Yeah? But we're seeing that no, you have to develop a chashivas for your feelings, your natural klichas. Obviously, if you take that too far, then you're not going to end up anywhere in the Avodas Hashem. It's taka, the taka. First aleph, you're not going to end up in the Avodas Hashem, and more than that, you're going to end up right in the Yitzhar. Because they taka, kina taiva vakovin moitzias adam, and oimam. Atzlus makes a person a total unproductive person. He's also shmama, shimoyim. Same shmama that the Rambam says, taltis shemim, the shmama that Atzlus makes. But we're seeing that you have to be able to have a shaykhs to it. Obviously, this is going to bring us to a major sugya of balance, as Hashem. Continue.